This is Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott for Ethically Speaking.
The World Series is over, hockey is on hold, football is running, basketball is almost tipping off. Isn't there something wrong with the amount of time and money and attention that goes to celebrity sports? Wouldn't it be better to spend those resources on social problems?
You might be able to build that case if the money to support professional sports came out of the public funding that supports social services. But that's not directly the case. So while public funds do build stadiums, most money for professional sports comes from private sources like the fans. And don't you think that people should be able to spend their money as they like?
No, I guess I don't. I don't think it's ethically right for people to spend large amounts of money on something inconsequential like sports when children in our own country go hungry. And from the statistics on obesity, it's clear that most fans are better served by playing sports themselves rather than watching them.
I think that your opinion is interfering with your ethical analysis. A dislike for sports doesn't imply that there is anything ethically wrong with it.
I guess you're right. I like theater, and I have to admit someone could argue that the money that goes into theater productions would be better spent solving community problems. And that would be just like the argument I made against sports. Still, I sure would like to see some new theaters built to match the public investment in stadiums.
Ethically speaking, membership in a free society means permitting other people's private choices. Ensuring personal liberty by the expenditure of public funds isn't necessarily an endorsement of any particular choice. Rather, it is an endorsement of the freedom to think at the heart of free societies. Be liberated and visit ethicallyspeaking.org. I'm Dean Ritz.
And I'm Denny Elliott. Ethically Speaking is a co-production of the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana and the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Music by Eric Hutchins.